Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Americans are addicted to salt. It's in much of what we eat, and if there's not enough for our taste, we shower on more. A flavor enhancer, it's been part of human existence for so long, it was used as currency in ancient Rome, and it's linked to higher risks of cardiovascular disease. Health experts have been telling us for years to cut back, with limited success. Now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to update the voluntary goals for cutting the amount of sodium in processed foods, and another agency is offering evidence to support the effort. If all of the nation's food makers met the FDA targets, within 10 years it could prevent 450,000 cases of cardiovascular disease and add more than 2 million years of life for Americans and save more than $41 billion in healthcare costs, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The nation's overuse of salt has been well documented, with the CDC saying about 90% of us use too much. High salt intake boosts the amount of water stored in your body, which raises your blood pressure and strains your heart, arteries, kidneys, and brain. All this can lead to heart attacks, strokes, dementia, and kidney disease. Knowing all of this, why do we do it? For one thing, our bodies need sodium to regulate blood flow, help muscles contract, and nerves to function. But mainly, salt just makes many of the things we eat taste better. This can be used for good, some experts say. If a dash of salt means we'll eat those healthy sweet potatoes or broccoli, on balance, it's a win. But moderation is the key. When you grab the shaker, think spring sprinkles and not summer showers. A little goes a long way. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.